Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Into mind, heart, and soul. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick, inviting you to come on the journey, join in the quest. Spirit Talk Live is our monthly forum for exploring the great questions of existence, for joining in the quest to find meaning and worth in life through intellectual inquiry and sacred spirit. It's a worldwide conversation for spiritual seekers and rational empiricists, for people of all religions and of no religion, of all faiths and of no faith, because here on Spirit Talk Live, nothing is sacred and everything is sacred. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to this month's edition of Spirit Talk Live. Thank you so much for being here and being with us. Let me please remind you of my newest book, Radical Loving, One God, One World, One People. It's a compelling appraisal of the state of our present-day world, a bold, visionary, spirit-filled blueprint for its transformation and evolution through radical loving and awesome holiness, a call to oneness, a promise that Earth can be Eden once again. It's published by Monkfish Publishing, one of the great spiritual publishers of our era, and it's available in bookstores and online booksellers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And if I may brag for a moment, it is a dual winner of the International Book Awards in spirituality and in religion. So take a look at it. It's really an important book for these times, particularly for people who listen to this station, because, you know, we can be in some political and social trouble these days, and we need a blueprint for moving forward. We also, at this moment, as in every moment since October 7th, remember our brothers and sisters, the household of Israel in the land of Israel, and pray for their safety, as well as for our cousins in Gaza and in the Arab lands. This can be a paradigm of healing and of peace for our world, and so our prayers and our hopes and our love are with our people in our land. So, friends, today, a wonderful, wonderful program for you. Linda McKenzie is the visionary founder of this very radio station, HealthyLife.net. She is a psychic, a healer, and a prolific author. She's been on the program a number of times, most recently just 13 months ago with her book, Symbols of Joy. And now she has a new book, a prolific author, two books in 13 months. As an author myself, let me tell you, that is not an easy feat. And this book is very fascinating. It's called Total Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss. Total Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss by Linda McKenzie, our fearless leader. And usually I tell you from where our guest is coming, from his or her own city, own office, or home. Linda McKenzie, of course, is the owner of this radio station, and so she's sitting right in studio to talk to us today. This is a program that she will talk to us about taking off and keeping a weight off through a unique visualization method and controlling stress. And we'll find out what kinds of stress, because she says there are four different kinds, and how to lose weight through visualization and keep it off. So welcome, welcome to Spirit Talk Live on your own radio station, one with which I am honored to be affiliated for these 14 years or so. The author of Total Mind, Body, Spirit, our leader, the visionary founder of HealthyLife.net, Linda McKenzie. Linda, welcome to Spirit Talk Live.
I am so happy to be here because, one, I love your show, and I think it helps so many people. And thank you for having me on because that was my purpose. I really want to help people, and so many people are overweight, not even because of themselves, but because of environmental stuff and all things happening today. I wanted to provide a new way of doing this without harm.
Well, you said so many people are overweight. Why?
Well, you know, today it's a lot more complicated than ever, because a lot of the times that they're, what I feel right now that they're overweight from is because of the plastic particles that are now in everything that we eat, in our water and whatever, and nothing allows you to get rid of these plastic particles that we're drinking, okay? And so what happens is the body knows it's a foreign entity, and it wants to protect itself. So you use one third of your fat in your body is for your immune system. So that being said, you know, it's trying to, you keep the fat on so that you can try and process and get this stuff out, but it's not getting out. So that's number one. Number two, we are eating more and more GMO foods. Unless you're eating organic, these pesticides, again, are foreign substances. And so I kind of looked at everything and I said, you know, there's really four stresses that actually cause weight gain. So, and we're under more of these stresses today than we've ever been. So that's basically, would you like me to go through some of those?
Sure, we'll talk about them in just a second. I just want to point out the irony that when you're talking about plastics, here in California, and I'm sure in many other states across the country, you walk into the supermarket and your milk is in a plastic jug and your other foods are in plastic containers, and then they won't let you have a plastic bag to carry them home.
Right.
It really is a great irony.
Right, it is. And the thing is that, you know, in plastics, if you break it down, plastics are provided by the oil industry. You know, that's oil and byproducts of oil and gas are the ones that actually make plastic. So it's kind of an interesting kind of scenario, different topic, though. You know?
Well, let's stay with it for just a second, because I never thought about that. That's really a brilliant analysis. Here we are trying to get fossil fuel vehicles off the roads, and you're reminding us that so much of our lives, plastic, including the plastic that is in the cars, that make up the dashboard or the windowsill or whatever, it's all plastic and it's all from the oil industry.
Correct. I mean, if you take a look at what's happening with our planet today, there's really one main reason, and that's chemicals. You know, the chemicals are destroying our soils, our environment. It's, you know, no matter what you're thinking, the chemicals that human beings have done, the chemical industry, the bio industry, they're all changing genetically, everything crazy. And if everything that's polluting the earth is coming from a chemical thing. And, you know, we have to remember that nature and God actually know what they're doing, and they don't really need human intervention. And, I mean, it was just interesting that the other day that there was, they found that the otters down in Monterey Bay, they let them back in. And guess what? The whole ecosystem came back and flourished because the otters ate the crabs that ate the things, you know, and so now everything is back to normal. So if you were to go back to, you know, where we were when we were growing up, Wayne, you know, we did not have plastic. We had glass bottles for our milk, and the milkman delivered it. And, you know, and we didn't have dryers for our clothes or softeners. We had, we put them out on clotheslines. And, you know, and the young people today say, oh, you got us here. No, we really didn't. You know, it's all the new things and the greed and the businesses trying to make profit. Rather than taking looking at long term, what long term testing like drugs are now put out on the market in 6 weeks, you know, 6 months maximum. When my ex husband was working for Merck and Company as a biochemist, it took them 20 years to put out something. Now it's getting put out in 5 months, and the guinea pigs and testing, with no long term testing, is done on the populace, not on the subjects. So it's just science has kind of been out of control because they lost the spiritual influence on what they have to do. It's not the new things. You need to understand that we have to make sure it's for the greater good of all and long-term testing so that, you know, because everyone's important, not just one group, right?
Well, your original background before you came into the what I would call the world of the spirit, I mean, I know you've always been an incredibly spiritual person and a psychic from your earliest days on this planet, but your original background is in engineering.
Correct.
And how does that affect what you are writing about and thinking about these days?
Well, I was in datacom engineering, and I was the first woman engineer in datacom in any airline in the world. And so I got trained in NASA for satellites, and I did air-to-ground radio. And if you go to the airports and you're getting your ticket from the computer, well, guess what? That was me. And back then, women weren't really there, and I was actually working, you'll love this story, with people that a mathematician lived next door to me, and we were talking about AI back in 1978. You know, and he was working on AI on this special project, and he said, would you, and I told him, well, I can stop it no matter what you do. And he says, and I says, and you're designing it all wrong. And he says, what do you mean? And I said, well, he said, would you talk to some people? And I said, sure. And I says, I'll make a lasagna, come on over. And so they were the generals and admirals of the country. And they sat down and they said, well, we heard that you're saying these things about AI and we're developing AI. And I said, yeah, but you're developing it wrong. I said, you guys are developing like a male, very logical. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I said, so males think from one side of the brain. They either think logically or they think creatively. They don't have bidirectional feed. Nowadays we have spirituality has opened that pathway for a lot of men. But back then, they were very minimal. You were either coming from logical or creative. And the funny thing is of course, women say, you don't understand me. Well, the woman was looking for a pat on the back, and the guy was sitting there saying, you just said a problem, and I'm trying to solve the problem. Mm-hmm. You know, and then when she says, you don't understand me, then he jumps to the creative side, and then she jumps back at him and says, you're not doing it logically. So he didn't really have a choice. He didn't have a chance. But women think bidirectionally, which is why sometimes it takes a woman a little bit longer to answer a question, because they're thinking about both from the logical and creative side of the brain. And so I said to them, you're not developing AI like that. And I said, unless you're doing it with some kind of intuitive stuff where you're looking beyond the ABCs, you're going to make a mistake. And I said, and no matter what you do, don't worry. If you're going to take AI in a wrong direction, I said, I have no problem with you trying to develop AI to help defend this country, because, you know, we're part of this country and we have to be cognizant of the fact that the world is not quite there yet where we're embracing, we want it to be, and we're working there and it's getting there, but we're not quite there yet. We still have some factions that need to be changed a little bit, you know, so we have to make sure that we're able to protect ourselves. However, I said, if you start using it against people, which they're doing now, I said, there's always a way to do it, because as long as I find your power source, I'll pull the power source. And then what are you going to do? Everything goes down.
Well, my guess is that one day, not in the far distant future, but rather sooner than later, there will be a Linda McKenzie book on AI.
No. I'm not touching that, because I keep saying, you know what? Don't give me AI. Give me RI, real intelligence. I want the RI. Anyway, that's, you know, so I was that. And then, you know, my autobiography, which I'm writing as well, is called Life is Like Girl Scout Badges. And I've done so many things, and all with one vein of providing truth for people and to make sure that they stay as positive as possible. And sometimes we have to understand the negative so that we can overcome the negative, you know.
So what motivated you to write this book, Total Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss?
Again, about truth, okay? And I don't like when they're trying to take advantage of people. I just don't like it. So it's because of the new weight loss drugs. You know, they're in the news everywhere with many more on the horizon. Like, they're very expensive, like the Wegovy and Ozempic. They're very expensive, and they're only completely effective as long as you take them. And they can have very debilitating side effects like stomach paralysis, so that you never digest your food anymore, colon blockages, and they're even finding thyroid cancer. Okay, now, and not everybody can pay $1,000 to $1,500 a month, and who would actually want the side effects of never being able to digest your food again or having to pay your doctor every month to keep the weight off. So I wanted to develop a healthy, easy drug and diet-free way for people to lose weight and keep it off. So I did. And my book gives people a very cost-effective, long-term way to discover and eliminate the cause of weight gain and maintain their weight loss without side effects. Now, originally, I produced tapes that won in 2005 or 2007, I can't remember which. And the tapes were, I never wrote the book. And I thought, well, let me write the book and let me do an audio book, because that would help now. And so I recreated the tapes as a book. And the book was reviewed by the Olympic Committee back in the day and won many awards. And most people were losing 10 to 15 pounds without dieting or drugs or changing anything they were doing. Consciously, you know, in 6 weeks, and our poster child lost 100 pounds in 4 months.
Well, you talk about stress being one of the factors in weight gain and being overweight, and you talk about four different kinds of stress. So what are those?
Okay, one is nutritional, and that means you're not eating, not getting enough nutrients, right? And so what happens with that is the body doesn't really process the food correctly. And then we have emotional stress, for you're eating for the wrong reasons and you're holding on to weight. And that helps to develop cravings and food dependency and overeating. Now, one of the emotional reasons that you may not even realize is that, you know, unfortunately, here in America and almost everywhere in the world, young girls are always being attacked very young, you know, with sexual abuse. And, you know, and I think it's one in five women get that from family members or whatever. Anyway, so one of the things here is that subconsciously you will hold on to weight so that you look unattractive, so that nobody will touch you. So these are silly little things that we need to burst out and come through and overcome. So there's a lot of emotional reasons that you know of and what you don't know of, okay, that you're holding on to weight. And then there's physical, where you're not getting enough exercise. Exercise is the number one anti-aging method that you can do. Number one. And when you don't get enough exercise, it slows the body metabolism down and increases fat storage in the body. And then finally, one that nobody realizes, which we touched on before, is environmental stress. And that's outside pollutants like those plastics, the food and drug pollutants. I mean, how many, you take Prozac, you, guess what? You're gaining weight. Okay, then you have to take another drug so that you lose the weight. And so it's like one big thing, that over-the-counter drugs. So, you know, one of the things too, environmentally, you don't even realize, here in California, we're driving down the freeway and we're smelling all the gas fumes from the cars as we're driving, one way or another. And guess what? That's putting also more fat on the body, because we're trying to process that out of the body. So those are the four types of stress.
Going back for just a moment to the emotional stress that you were speaking of, how does one, before we even talk about weight loss, how does one overcome those feelings of inadequacy or those feelings of protection of self?
Quite frankly, the only way that you can totally feel free is to be aligned with God and allow God into you so that he can fill every cell of your body with truth and trust. And, you know, quite frankly, there's a lot of methods where psychologists can help, and that's great. But quite frankly, if you don't have the money or you can't do that, if you align yourself with God and put your trust 100% in God, you will actually help yourself heal.
This point of view is why I am so proud to be a host of a program here on HealthyLife.net, all positive talk radio. When all those years ago, 15 years ago, I had a choice of a number of different radio stations, internet radio stations, that I could come to with this Spirit Talk Live program. I met Linda and our extraordinary producer, Jay Cruz. When people talk about God in the world of spirit, I knew that this was the right place for me. This is the Spirit Talk Live. I'm here with Linda McKenzie, our visionary founder of HealthyLife.net, who is the author of, actually a prolific author of many books. The one we're speaking of today is Total Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss. And when we come back with Linda, we're going to find out what is mind, body, spirit, held together by hyphens on the cover of this book. Linda McKenzie, Total Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick. This is Spirit Talk Live. As always, we invite you to come on the journey. Join in the quest.
Sacred literature and the Bible, God is known by many names. However, which name for God embodies the spiritual wholeness and essence of God? Discover The Real Name of God is a new book by Rabbi Wayne Dossick. He explores and finds the real name of God. Why is that important? Because the name of God unites all religions and is embedded within us. Get The Real Name of God at your favorite bookstore or online at Amazon.com. The ideas in this book can be world-changing. The Real Name of God by Rabbi Wayne Dossick.
When you're looking for bedding, department store prices can shock you. Well, be shocked no more. Sell steak cheap, not cheap steak. That's the motto of Anna's Linens. Although they don't sell steak, they do sell the best bedding, bath, and home decor items. They strive to provide their merchandise at extreme value to their customers, and they do it. Great everyday prices on everything and military discounts. Plus, if you visit them online, they have clearance items and internet specials. Visit them online now at HealthyLife.net's advertiser page.
Save the Animals Today offers a respectable retirement and end-of-life experience for all the horses that have been abandoned as they age. Not a day goes by that people don't call Save the Animals Today looking for a place for their horses. Patty and the folks at Save the Animals Today do their best to bring as many horses as they possibly can to beautiful Dudette Ranch to love them and care for them. Dudette Ranch is a special place. Horses and other farm animals enjoy the peaceful sanctuary of the lovely hills north of San Diego. Volunteers of all ages come to interact with and take care of these wonderful creatures. Older folks who had horses when they were growing up and now have some free time especially enjoy helping around the barn with animals who want the extra attention. Save the Animals Today would like to provide shelter for every farm animal who needs rescue. Right now, there's a waiting list. Dudette Ranch needs your help. The horses need your help. You can help these magnificent animals by making a tax-deductible donation to Save the Animals Today. $25 will make a difference, and $25 a month will mean another older horse will enjoy its older years, loved and cared for. If you want to help even more, visit the website at www.savetheanimalstoday.org.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick. I'm here with Linda McKenzie, a prolific author, a hypnotherapist, a audio and film producer, a psychic, a bioenergetic healer, and most of all for us, the visionary founder of HealthyLife.net, Creative Health and Spirit, HealthyLife.net, this incredible radio station that reaches so many people with so many different points of view, which are in the end all the same point of view, all positive talk radio, all whomever is the host. We are all deeply rooted in the world of spirit and in God. And so we're here with Linda. And Linda, we have been talking about your book here about the total mind, body, spirit weight loss. We talked about the four levels of stress that we can be under, which cause us to be overweight. And now, if you could explain to our audience what this theory, what this concept of mind, body, spirit.
Well, basically, you have to integrate your mind, body, and spirit into the whole process. Otherwise, it's not going to work. On a physical level, you need the right foods, your supplements, and exercise. On a mental level, we need to release the negative emotional problems and mental processes that keep the weight on. And spirit, in this case, is our desire to lose the weight so we stay motivated. So when you make a commitment on just one level, like just doing a physical diet, and the other two are left out, it doesn't work long term. By determining the reasons why you specifically hold on to the weight on a mind, body, and spirit level, and acknowledging that those reasons are there, opens up your door to success. Now, this book helps you determine the subliminal reasons why you hold on to the weight on all three levels so you can walk through that door to success.
So mind-body connection is a fairly new concept. It's an old reality, but it's a fairly newly articulated concept in our world. And when we were talking prior in the first segment about men categorizing things in a logical way, how is it that you can talk to people, you can convince people about the mind-body-spirit connection?
Well, it's really basically very simple. So using the mind-body connection, you use visualization. And visualization uses positive images over a period of time to help you accomplish weight loss. So let's get into what this mind-body really is. The mental form of the mind is emotion. Emotion produces a feeling that turns into a physical sensation. So, for example, you're at the movies, so your mind can actually, you know, form an emotion that causes a physical feeling? Yes. Let's think you're at the movies and you're watching a horror movie and all of a sudden something comes on screen. Well, what happens is you get afraid, you get goosebumps on your skin. You know, so when you see the thing, you physically get afraid and then you get physically goosebumps on your skin. So that is what this is all about. So visualization uses positive images that produce feelings like a commitment to weight loss, right? That turns into physical sensations that manifest the weight loss. So you'll naturally, when we go through all the mind, the body, and spirit, because there's different chapters on that, each one does a specific thing. And the reason that that works is that there's a right-left brain connection. And over a period of time, replacing your negative thoughts with positive ones changes your belief system, and then your body responds because you are what you think. So visualization puts your intention of what you want to work, and it works very well. And so over time, you know, you just automatically, you know, your body responds to what you're thinking, just as what your mind responds to what you're eating, right? So we have to combine that whole thing and then keep it going so that you're, and I say it's really God, you know, you're connected to God because that really helps. But that's okay. If you want to call it desire, that's, we could do that too.
Well, the problem with the example you just gave us is that we're at the movies and we can have emotional reactions to what we see on the screen, but we're sitting there with a jumbo tub of popcorn and a jumbo soda and jumbo boxes of candy, and we gain more weight at the movie than if we were...
Right. Well, the popcorn, actually, if you don't put butter on it, is only 30 calories a cup. So, but the candy and the soda, you never want to drink soda. Don't drink soda, no matter what. Anyway, that was because I was a president of a dietary supplement company for 8 years, and I've been into natural health, I guess, you know, forever, actually.
Tell us why not to drink soda.
Soda causes cancer.
Soda causes cancer.
Absolutely.
That's quite a statement.
Well, because if there's sugar in the soda, and the diet and the sugar is what feeds cancer. If you get cancer and you stop all sugar, including bread, because carbohydrates go into sugar, the cancer can't get fed and it goes away. So, and then if you drink diet soda, that's got aspartame in it, and aspartame has been already charted to say that it causes cancer. So the one thing that you want to do is give up soda. Now, you can drink sparkling water that's flavored, okay? It's not as sweet, but, you know, that is okay, because we have now recently found out that the bubbles in the carbon dioxide that's in the soda actually helps digestion and actually helps as a prebiotic. You know, now you're getting into my health method.
It's all interconnected, so please.
Yeah, like a prebiotic is something that helps break down the food. So, for example, after 35, your digestive enzymes kind of go away. And the more that you age, the less that you can digest food. So you want to take digestive enzymes every meal. And the problem is that most people don't know that you have to switch off from digestive enzymes. So every month, because your body will get used to it, and you don't want it to do that. So digestive enzymes breaks down the fats and the proteins and the milk solids, and each one does that. And so you want to make sure that you're digesting your food. So a prebiotic actually is like kimchi or sauerkraut, or where it's something that is very vinegary, and that helps to break down the food process. And then a probiotic is down by your poop chute, so that makes everything kind of at the end come out really good, you know, so that you're not constipated and you can stop irritable bowel syndrome. So in the book too, by the way, I have a lot of different little help things, you know, little keys like that. I give some fat burning vitamins and minerals and supplement and herbs and all sorts of things. Betaine hydrochloride, it helps digest the meat protein faster. So meat stays in your system 2 days before it gets digested. And so what happens is that your body takes any of these foods and turns it into fat. So betaine hydrochloride, you can get at the health food store and just take it when you have meat, you know, like steak, and it'll get it out the next day. Peppermint, fennel, basil, they all help digestion. If you maintain fluid retention, when my mother was taking water pills, I said, please stop, because there's a natural alternative for everything and there's no side effects to those. So Uva Ursi and coriander are ones that can do that and work just as well. Anyway, I think we're almost ready for a break, because I'm in studio and Jay's holding up the 60 seconds. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Wayne.
Her station, and she's giving it to me. So we'll be back. This is such a fabulous conversation. We'll be back with Linda McKenzie, our visionary founder of this radio station, HealthyLife.net. And she's here today because she is the author of Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss. And when we come back, we'll try to find out the difference between her skills in hypnotherapy and what this visualization that she's talking about and writing about is all about. So this is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick with Linda McKenzie, author of Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss. And we'll be back after these messages, as always, inviting you to come on the journey. Join in the quest. Thank you.
sacred literature and the Bible, God is known by many names. However, which name for God embodies the spiritual wholeness and essence of God? Discover The Real Name of God is a new book by Rabbi Wayne Dossick. He explores and finds the real name of God. Why is that important? Because the name of God unites all religions and is embedded within us. Get The Real Name of God at your favorite bookstore or online at Amazon.com. The ideas in this book can be world-changing. The Real Name of God by Rabbi Wayne Dossick.
In 1972, Sur La Table opened in Seattle, selling hard-to-find kitchen items, and now they have 55 stores nationwide, offering kitchen tools from around the world to prepare any cuisine. Sur La Table has a full range of houseware and kitchen products, even books and food. Visit a Sur La Table store, or better yet, for faster service, go to thehealthylife.net's advertiser page and click on Sur La Table. With the best products, gift cards, and sale items, you can be on your way to being a first-class cook right now.
Do you wonder what is happening in our world? Do you wonder what the forces of the universe are doing to us? Is your life affected by the ebb and flow of events over which you seem to have little control? The answers to these questions and more can be found in the internet publication Cosmic Times, Spiritual News You Can Use, a bi-monthly channel transmission from Ellen Kaufman Dossick. Since 1994, the Cosmic Times has offered detailed information about what is happening energetically in our cosmos and how we can best support the emerging consciousness within ourselves and our world. Many people feel like the Cosmic Times keeps them sane in a seemingly crazy world, lifts their vibrations, and supports their continuing growth and expansion. You can subscribe to the Cosmic Times by going to the website www.soulmemorydiscovery.com. Join the thousands who benefit from the wisdom and insights in the Cosmic Times and receive spiritual news you can use. www.soulmemorydiscovery.com.
Information, entertainment, worldwide. HealthyLife.net.
We're back. This is Spirit Talk Live. Thanks for staying with us. Of course you'd stay with us because it's such a fascinating conversation with Linda McKenzie, the author of Total Body, Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss, and our fearless leader, the visionary founder of HealthyLife.net, right here, where Spirit Talk Live is one of the proud programs on this station. So, Linda, before we left on the break, we talked about your skills as a hypnotherapist and what you talk about here in the book about visualizations. So before we get to the visualizations, tell us what's the difference between hypnotherapy and visualization.
Well, it was really interesting. I had gotten the Epstein-Barr virus back in 1987 and took them about a year and a half to tell me that they thought I was crazy and that nothing was really happening because they didn't know what it was then. And so finally they figured it out, and I had gone down to Scripps Clinic down by you in San Diego, and they said, no, you really do have something, and it's this. And so there was nothing they can do, so they said, go home. Well, I had a daughter that was starting to enter college, right? And I had to work, and I couldn't sleep 16, 18 hours a day or get anxiety getting out of the house or doing all these things that went through my body one by one. You know, it gave me heart attacks. They put me in for brain tumors. I mean, it was like a crazy making thing, you know? And so I just said, okay, so I called this hypnotherapist, and I said, that was down the street, and I said, can you teach me how to heal my mind? Can you teach me how to heal? And he never had a request like this. And he said, yeah. He goes, sure, come on in. And we worked together, and we ended up finding out that, and you know, it was nothing really with my mind. It was actually a physical thing causing my problems, not the mental thing. So we ended up figuring that out. But I started to read on hypnotherapy, and, you know, then I said, well, after I had done some visualization tapes that were working well with people, I said, well, I better go get a license, you know. So I went and got a license, and the guy, when we were sitting in the class, and it was the head of the school, and he, you know, people were sitting, coming to my table and not his, and he came over and he goes, how come they're coming to your table? I says, I don't know. They think I'm psychic. So he said, come over and sit with me. And then I gave him the tapes, and I said, look, I don't want to release these unless they're really going to help people. can you listen to one tonight and tell me if this is worth doing? And he came back the next day and he said, I'm putting you in the PhD program. He goes, you have combined three types of hypnotherapy methods that nobody has ever done, and it works incredibly. And as a matter of fact, the American Board of Hypnotherapy called me one of those most creative, prolific minds. I said, boy, I could use that for at least 10 years.
We can live on that, huh?
Right. So the difference between, I thought that was just a funny story, because I wanted to heal myself. And so when I'm putting together these books and these programs, it's definitely because I want to help people. And I know that these things work because I've used them on myself. So visualization is where you do it yourself. So you're reading my book and it tells you what to do. And then you're visualizing yourself. With hypnosis, what we're doing, it's almost like really a guided meditation. There's a little bit more to it than that, but basically it's me guiding you where you're going and then doing triggers, you know, so that you can subconsciously relate to something without having to think about it. For example, when you want to control overeating, when I was making these tapes, you know, I started losing weight and I was very thin. I said, what the hell? Why am I losing weight? And I didn't even realize that my tapes were working for me. Because, you know, I grew up and we grew up in an Italian household. You know, my mom was Irish. My father was Italian. And there was never enough to eat. And so you had to finish everything on your plate before you could get seconds. And so everybody ate very fast so that they could get at least, you know, and my mother would say, fill up on bread, fill up on bread. And, you know, so what happened is that I was finding myself, you know, whenever, you know, my meal was still on my table and I was taking a sip of water and I would just stop eating and I'm saying, no, why am I not eating? I'm, you know, and then I realized that in my visualization, I had already said, when you have enough to eat, you'll take a sip of water and you won't need any more enough. So you'll stop eating. So, you know, so I was doing it on my own. I didn't even realize I was doing it. So, right now, Jay, who you know, and I are, you know, I'm doing an audiobook so that people who don't want to do the visualization on their own will be able to go to the chapter and listen and go to the stress meditations and thin meditations and listen to my voice, which is extremely healing when I'm doing this wonderful hypnosis kinds of things where you're so relaxed. Anyway, so, anyway, are you sleeping yet?
Well, now I understand your Italian and Irish background and my Jewish background. I understand why we love each other so much.
That's right, that's right. We are fighting over who's guilty.
So, one of the visualizations you have here, I'm just picking out one that I seemingly like, is called the ocean visualization. Can you just give us an idea what that's about?
Well, quite frankly, I'm moving so quickly, but the ocean, I believe, is the one that is about, I think it's about either stress or thinking thin. And what happens is that we have to go through these things, and I use water so that we can release stress or actually help to think thin. And I think that the water is we're moving through and we're just reducing stress.
Mm-hmm. And of course, if you come and look at the ocean and the whirling waves, that itself reduces stress. Yes,
exactly. And so each one is a little different, and you know, but each one was picked because it was a cacophony of the senses. Okay, so that people learn in different ways. For example, some people are auditory and they learn by hearing. Some people learn by seeing and reading. Some people learn by feeling. I mean, we all learn through all of these senses, but we usually have a primary and a secondary sense. So when I do things, I make sure that it's listen to the waves come to shore, you know, listen to this, you know, so I'm adding all of these sensory, feel this in your, you know, see this. So when I'm doing visualizations, I try and put them in so that everybody can learn the way that they learn best.
I think in some way you're saying to us, well, I'll tell you when we get back what you're saying to us, and then we'll talk about, I want to know what this phrase, think thin, is about. This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick, along with Linda McKenzie, the author of Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss. We'll be back with Linda after these messages. And as always, we invite you to come on our journey. Join in the quest.
In sacred literature and the Bible, God is known by many names. However, which name for God embodies the spiritual wholeness and essence of God? Discover The Real Name of God is a new book by Rabbi Wayne Dossick. He explores and finds the real name of God. Why is that important? Because the name of God unites all religions and is embedded within us. Get The Real Name of God at your favorite bookstore or online at Amazon.com. The ideas in this book can be world-changing. The Real Name of God by Rabbi Wayne Dossick.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to Bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Rabbi Dr. Wayne Dossick is the award-winning author of 8 best-selling books. Living Judaism, The Complete Guide to Jewish Belief, Tradition, and Practice, is now a classic, used in synagogues, churches, seminaries, and universities throughout the country as the basic introduction to Judaism text, and in homes as the perfect one-volume reference to Jewish faith and observance. 20-Minute Kabbalah, co-written with his wife Ellen Kaufman Dossick, uses Tree of Life mysticism to offer a daily personal spiritual practice that brings you to God, your soul knowing, and your heart's desires. The accompanying audio CD, angelically sung by cantor Kathy Robbins, guides you through all the sweet and holy chants. These and other fine books by Rabbi Dossick, including When Life Hurts and Soul Judaism, are available at Amazon.com. For more information about Indigo Children, visit the website www.soulbysoul.com. And for more information about Kabbalah, visit the website www.20minutekabbalah.com. Let Wayne Dossick's books expand your knowledge and enrich your life.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Spirit Talk Live with Linda McKenzie, Total Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss. So, Linda, the visualizations that you have seem to me to be a way to go to places that we love to go, but we don't necessarily have that opportunity. So you have an ocean visualization. Well, I live 6 miles from the ocean. I can go. But if you're living in the middle of Kansas right now, you probably can't. And you have a waterfall visualization. And that's why we go to Yosemite and to Niagara Falls. And we derive such beauty from there. So a visualization. And on Christmas Day, one television station just has a fireplace, an image of a fireplace the entire day. When we look upon those things, we feel the beauty and the calm and the inspiration that comes from them. And so you're teaching us now to be able to do that in our own minds. We don't have to go to Niagara Falls or Yosemite or turn on the television on Christmas Day. You're teaching us to do this in our own minds, right?
Correct, and that's for the stress. And then thinking thin is another portion there. It's is very important, too, because by reinforcing the thought of being thin, it boosts our mind into accomplishing effective weight loss. For example, you know, your left logical brain is, you know, it's necessary because you want to make sure that when you're crossing a street, you're not going to get hit by a car, right? But basically, it's sometimes annoying because all it does is chat at you. Da-da-da-da-da. Did you do this? Did you do that? What about this? What about that? And the right side of your brain is very creative, and it understands what you want to do. And so it will help you create the stuff. So what hypnosis and visualization does, it tells a story so that the left side of the brain gets, you know, we state an intention, this is what we want, and then the left side of the brain follows the story, and the right side says, oh, finally, I got some space so that I can create and do what she wants. And what happens as a suggestion of this, when you're sick and you sleep and you wake up in the morning, you're feeling better. It's because when you sleep, your left side of the brain goes to sleep and your right side takes over. So when you are reinforcing the thought process of being thin and you watch yourself becoming thin and your perfect weight, what happens is your right side of the brain says, oh, I know what to do. Let me do it. You know, and I believe that the right side of the brain is one of the ways that is connected to God. So that's where, you know, your creation comes in and whatever. And so what you actually are doing, you're harnessing your thought form energy, right, to self-empower yourself to success.
And during meditation and or visualization, many, because they're visualization meditations, there is what we call monkey chatter, which says your brain takes you to a place other than what the purpose is. How do you get rid of the monkey chatter?
Right. Well, that's visualization and meditation and prayer. You know, when you start, you know, you just allow it to, you let it go, you know, and it teaches you, the hypnosis will take you step, not hypnosis, visualization, hypnosis, meditation, takes you step by step where you eventually allow it to go and allow your body to get into that state. And we can all get there. And sometimes, though, people will have hard time visualizing, which is why I'm doing the audiobook, because even though you think you're not being impacted, it's still working the same way. I mean, I remember taking yoga, and I was doing Bikram yoga, which is that hot yoga that's done in 115 degrees. And they would have you meditate with your eyes open. And I think that's a really good thing, because what it does is it allows you to enter into these beta states, you know, without having to say, okay, I'm closing my eyes. And it kind of enhances you more into spirit that way.
Well, let me just add one thing, and that is, I guess I add this out of my rabbiness, and that is that prayer actually has two parts. Everybody thinks that prayer is we talk to God, and God listens. But we often forget that the second half of prayer is that God talks to us,
right,
and our job is to listen.
Right. That's right. And that's what I think visualization is when you turn around, it's almost a form of prayer. And you can get all your answers from that, you know, and it will help you. You have to feel, know, and trust, really. No matter what it is that you're doing, if you feel that it's going to happen and you know it's going to happen and you trust that it's going to happen, guess what? It's going to happen.
Well, you inspire me to go to a mountaintop and to think thin. And when I report in next month, I'll tell you how thinner I am, but my guess is I won't be.
You might. You just don't know.
You just don't know. Linda McKenzie, you are a jewel to this world. You really are. You have done so much in your lifetime for this world and for all the people in the world. And so I thank you so much for this particular book, Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss. I thank you so much for this radio station, HealthyLife.net, which is Positive Talk Radio that so many people benefit from, so much from all the various hosts whom you have brought in to share with us. And we thank you for being on the program today. I know that you are a very, very busy lady, and I know that probably every single one of your hosts wanted to interview you on your new book, and I'm honored that you chose me to be one of those people. And we thank you just for all that that you do for this world. So that's Linda McKenzie, Total Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss. We also thank Jay Cruz, the extraordinary producer of HealthyLife.net, and Doc Collins, who plays our theme song each and every week. Thank you all. Next month, March 20th, my guest will be Rabbi Michael Tzedek. The topic is Taking Miracles Seriously. Actually, Michael Tzedek and I were classmates in rabbinical school, and truth be told, we have not seen each other in 51 years. But he has just published this book called Taking Miracles Seriously, A Journey to Everyday Spirituality, drawing on tales and stories from a wide variety of spiritual traditions to search for meaning and sustenance in everyday life, how to take God seriously, how to make use of poetry and prayer, how to craft an enriching life. That'll be next month, March 20th, third Friday, Wednesday of the month, here on Spirit Talk Live. Until then, dear friends, be good and do good. Be sweet and be holy. Tune your awareness to oneness consciousness, for in oneness consciousness you are sourced to strive for the recognition and the reality of one God, one world, one people, the power and the promise of Eden on earth once again. That is why we invite you this month and every month to come on the journey, join in the quest. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick. This is Spirit Talk Live. Until next month, Shalom, Salam, Pax, Peace.